AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The Israeli military announced its first combat death after incursions into Lebanon. Meanwhile, Palestinian officials say 51 have been killed by an Israeli operation in Gaza. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Gaza's health ministry says the death toll from a large Israeli operation in southern Gaza has climbed to over 50, the number including many women and children. The European hospital in Khan Yunis says it received bodies after heavy airstrikes and ground operations in the city overnight and into Wednesday. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israel has continued to strike what it says are militant targets across Gaza, nearly a year after Hamas's October 7 attack ignited the war. That's even as attention has shifted to Lebanon, where Israel is battling Hezbollah, and to Iran, which launched a ballistic missile attack on Israel late on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's military officials say forces are withdrawing from the frontline town of Vuhledar, perched atop a tactically significant hill in eastern Ukraine after more than 2 years of grinding battle. It's a town that Ukrainian forces fought tooth and nail to keep. A former doctor, one of five people charged in connection to the death of Matthew Perry, faces a judge today.
In federal court in Los Angeles, one of two doctors charged in the investigation into the death of actor Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute the surgical anesthetic ketamine. San Diego doctor Mark Chavez signed a plea agreement in August. Along with Perry's assistant and an acquaintance, he'd be the third person to plead guilty in the aftermath of the Friends star's fatal overdose. Prosecutors have negotiated deals as they go after another doctor who allegedly sold the drug to Perry, and an alleged dealer that they say was known as the Ketamine Queen of Los Angeles. Chavez's lawyer has said he is remorseful. He surrendered his medical license. He could get up to 10 years in prison when sentenced. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Some workers were swept away in Hurricane Helene's flooding. AP's Donna Warder.
Some workers at Impact Plastics in Irwin, Tennessee, say they weren't allowed to leave work during Hurricane Helene until it was too late. The raging floodwaters swept away 11 people. Two of them are confirmed dead and only five were rescued. The others are missing. Impact Plastics issued a statement Monday saying it monitored weather conditions Friday and allowed employees to leave when water began to cover the parking lot and a nearby service road, and the plant lost power. Some workers were able to drive away, but others got caught on a road with water high enough to sweep vehicles away. Employee Jacob Ingram told the Knoxville News Sentinel that he survived high water by grabbing onto plastic pipes that were on his truck, and he and four others floated for about a half mile until they found safety on a sturdy pile of debris. They were rescued by helicopter. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.